Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining us for episode 2 of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. This is Darren Dallimore again. We're so excited that you could join me today. And as always, I'm joined by Danielle Parker. But today, I get to be the host and she gets to be the guest. So excited, Danielle, that you could join us.
Thank you. So excited to be here, Darren.
Yeah, we're excited that you're here. Well, as we talked about in our first podcast episode, we talked about wanting to bring others onto our podcast and having them share their story. And we're calling this is their story. Because we want to have everybody share their story about their successes and their journey as they started and grew their business. And so, Danielle, you get to be our first guest as part of our This Is Their Story segment.
So I'm a little excited and a little nervous, Darren, setting the precedence.
Well, I hope that it'll go well, and I'm sure it will. So as we talked about in our first episode, this is an opportunity for us to have other entrepreneurs share their experience. And so, Danielle, let's start out. I think the first most important thing is tell us about your business. What is it that you, what have you started and what is it you're doing?
Okay. Well, Darren, let me go back a little bit.
Okay.
Explain the backstory. So I actually started my career in corporate accounting. Mm-hmm. So I've been in corporate accounting for the last 20 plus years, doing everything from fixed asset accounting, cost accounting, controlling, and everything in between. So I've had the opportunity to work for several different companies in all aspects of the company. So I've got a good view of what works and what doesn't work in big business. But somewhere along the lines, I decided that I didn't want to be in big business.
Oh.
Because you kind of get lost in the shuffle. And it's not personal. It's really all about the numbers. And I didn't want it to be all about the numbers. I love the people I worked with, but I wanted to build better relationships and be able to really help more people than just one company. And so I decided to start my own accounting practice and doing bookkeeping and payroll. And started that journey by actually purchasing a book of business from existing business.
Okay.
I thought that would be a great way to start, right? And launch and be able to have everything in place at the beginning. And it really was. It gave me the opportunity to learn really a lot. And what it really taught me is what I didn't want.
Oh.
So out of that, I learned exactly how I didn't want to do business. And so it was a great learning experience. So somewhere along the line, I actually sold most of that book of business. And then restarted my business and doing, you know, working with the people that I wanted to work with and building the relationships that are key to those, you know, those client relationships. And, it really taught me to really focus on that relationship and really wanting to help people instead of just serving the masses.
Okay.
I wanted to serve the individual.
Okay. So would you say, if I can jump in here real quickly, you know, when you started your business, you were in corporate, in the corporate world for a number of years. And you mentioned something about wanting to make it more personal. Is that what kind of motivated you? Is there anything else that motivated you to make this, I guess, leap of faith in a way to start this business?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always something else, right? And, you know, not only did I want to serve people on an individual level, it really was, I wanted the freedom to set my own schedule.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to be able to not have to wake up day in and day out, go work for somebody, be away from my family, and have somebody else controlling the hours of my day and what I was doing in those hours. So I really wanted the freedom to be able to create some flexibility to be able to spend more time with my family. And so I could spend the years with my kids while they were home before they left the nest. And that's really what drove me. It's like, I only have so many years left with the kids in my house. I've already have one that's left. Like, I want to try and maximize that time with them and be able to create, you know, a stronger bond with them as they leave the nest.
Oh, excellent. And I think, you know, everybody's got their different motivations. So, and it's great to hear what motivated you to want to jump out and start your own business. As you went through this experience, and I think everybody that starts their own business runs into various obstacles and other things. You mentioned you bought a book, a business from someone, and it sounded like maybe that didn't work out as what you would hoped it would have worked out to be. So that may have been one of the obstacles that you dealt with. Is there any other obstacles that you came across that you'd like to share with our listeners that would help them as they go through their experiences?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. The one thing I think about, Darren, you know, as I mentioned, I wanted to create more of this time freedom. Well, that doesn't just happen overnight, right? And no. It definitely doesn't happen in the beginning.
No.
So, you know, there's frustrations and there's, you know, there's struggles. And, you know, as I'm working at midnight, you know, many nights, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm half asleep. I'm not thinking straight. I'm just, it's not what I wanted to be doing with my time. But it does. It takes effort in the beginning and making sure that your family is on board and understanding what the long game is, to give up a little bit of that time up front to really build what you want in the end. I think it's important to remember as you go into the game, because you have to know that there is definitely a struggle and some hard work in the front to make it work so that you can enjoy it on the back end.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think that's so important. And I appreciate you sharing that, because I know, I'm assuming there's many of our listeners that are maybe at that stage right now. And just there is hope. You know, yes, there's a lot of work at the front end, but there's always that idea of what, why you're doing it, and that it's going to get better as things go along. And so that leads me into my next question. You know, we've talked about some of the obstacles and things. You know, as you think about this experience that you've gone through, what are some of the successes that you've had?
Well, so Darren, as I, you know, if I think about it, and I have to be honest, it's a struggle for me to say, well, what successes have I had and what wins have I had? But, you know, one thing that comes to my mind is, as we, you know, as I've gone through the process and I've kind of restarted and learned, I think the number one thing I've learned is that failure is not a bad thing.
Oh, yes.
It's okay. Actually one of the best things you can do as an entrepreneur, because it's really where you stretch yourself and it's where you learn and you grow by failing. So I think the thing that I've learned the most is, don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fall flat on your face and just pick yourself back up and keep moving forward. And as you do that over and over again, you become a better person and you become a different person, really. Somebody that really, you know, becomes the person that you need to be that entrepreneur, to get your company or your vision or your passion, whatever it is, to where you need it, you know, where it can really take off and be a thing of its own.
I like that. And I appreciate you sharing that, because I think everybody is afraid of failure.
Yes. I know I was. I mean, 2 years ago, oh my gosh, I was like afraid to start my own business because I was afraid of the failure. And I'm like, you know what? Failure is good. Let's embrace it and let's just live it and grow from it.
I mean, you only really fail if you let your negative experiences stop you from moving forward.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you learn from them and use them as a stepping stone to better success. I think it was Thomas Edison that's, you know, when he was developing the light bulb, I forget how many times, it was well over 2,000 times, I think, that he failed.
Yeah.
And, you know, people thought he was a failure. And he goes, no, I'm not a failure. I just have learned, however many times it was, that's not the right way to make a light bulb. And right. So you have to have that vision. So I appreciate you sharing that. So, you know, as you think back on this journey that you've gone through, is there, as you look back on it, is there anything you would do differently?
You know, I think I would do more self-development in the beginning.
Okay.
Because I think mindset is the key. I mean, it takes a different mindset to be an entrepreneur and to succeed. And making the shift from an employee to an entrepreneur definitely requires that mindset shift. Oh, that's a mouthful. And so I think just spending more time really understanding and setting the expectations, well, even understanding what those expectations should be in the beginning would have been helpful. Because I think a lot of people go into business thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be fabulous. And in a month, I'm going to be making, you know, replacing my salary and it's all going to be great and, you know, roses. It's not. And I think just understanding what that journey really looks like And it can be very rewarding, but it can be very frustrating as well. It can be scary and it can be, you know, have great moments in it. It's just, it's this flood of roller coaster of emotions. And right. I think just understanding that yes. before you get into it would be super helpful for anybody.
Well, and that's so true. And I think the one thing that I would maybe mention too here is I know some people, they want to make sure they understand everything before they dive in. And I would caution people to have to have all the answers before they start.
Absolutely.
But I think what you're getting at when you say mindset is just understanding, you know, having that mindset of, okay, this may take some time. This is mm-hmm. going to take some effort. I may not replace my income that I had once before all in one shot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have things that go wrong. Things are not going to work. And just having that mindset up front mm-hmm. helps you kind of work through that.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah, because yeah, you can't, and I agree with what you said, Darren. And I'm like the worst at this. I'm like always wanting everything to be perfect before I jump in and start doing it. But that's another lesson I've learned is that it can't be perfect. You just got to take the leap of faith and you got to start doing it and learn along the way.
Yes.
And you'll make mistakes along the way, but in the end, you'll get there and you'll get there faster if you're willing to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. You know, and so I guess, I mean, you've given us a lot of advice. You've given our listeners a lot of advice. Is there any other advice that you would share with them as they, no matter where they're at in their journey, what, anything that, you know, maybe somebody shared with you, an experience you had, what advice would you give our listeners?
You know, one thing that I think is really important as you, you know, take the path to entrepreneurship is to, like for me as an example, you know, I started in corporate America and then I was going to shift to this whole private accounting practice thing, and which I'd never done before. And I found myself for a long time doubting my abilities, doubting my knowledge and not knowing, you know, not feeling like I was adequate enough to do the job. So I would just encourage people, you know, if you're doing something that you've done and you've been doing it, but maybe it's in a different form, have the confidence to just go out there and get after it and know that you have the abilities to succeed. Don't doubt yourself. Just do it.
That's such great advice. And I think that goes back to, if I may just add a little plug for this podcast and why we're doing this, is what you said, the word confidence. We hope through the education that we provide, that it'll enlighten people, it'll empower them, it'll give them the confidence that they're willing to go out and take that step. And yeah, it sometimes is a blind leap of faith, but it really is a rewarding blind leap of faith if you go into it confidently, believe in yourself. I love exactly. that. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's such a great thing.
And I'll just share one other thing, Darren. Somebody told me, I'll be so nervous. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can do that. You know, the feeling that we have with fear and the feeling that we have with excitement is the same emotion.
Oh.
So turn that fear feeling into excitement. Just go and do what you're going to do.
Oh, I love that. That's great. I appreciate that. So future plans. What are your future plans now that you've started this business? What do you hope for?
Oh, Darren, I'm so excited for what we have in plan, you know, in store. We really want to just really grow with the people that want to jump on this journey with us and build their own business and have the fundamentals of a business in place the right way before they really launch in and grow their businesses. And we're excited to be able to kind of walk that journey
yeah.
with people and really see their successes along the way and being able to take it from that foundational business practice and really like take it into the next levels. Like, how do you grow your business? How do you scale your business? And what are the best ways to do that? And really be able to just kind of follow people on their entire journey, no matter where they're at on the journey, and just help them along the way, give them the tools to succeed.
Yeah.
That's what's exciting about
it. Oh, I totally agree. And so I'm assuming you're going to keep going with your accounting practice as well as this great thing that we're doing with Ascent 101. And so, you know, I guess before we wrap up this episode, is there anything else, Danielle, that you'd like to share? Anything?
Oh, Darren, I can't think of anything right now. But, you know, I just, like I just said, just keep going, keep trying. And it's always that next, you know, that next step that you take that gets you there. I heard somebody say just the other day in a podcast that, you know, usually as an entrepreneur, the efforts that you make today, you will not actually see the rewards for maybe 6 to 12 months. So just keep at it.
Keep at it.
Keep at it. Keep and just know it. That it gets better and better and better. And the more effort you put into it now, the more of a reward you will reap down the road.
Exactly. Yes. You know, and that's the thing. And thank you, Danielle, so much for sharing your experience, your journey, what you've gone through, some advice and some of the struggles you went through with your story, because I think that helps people relate to you, relate to what we're trying to do here. And so I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you so much.
And thanks for having me, Darren.
Yeah, no problem. And we're excited to continue sharing these experiences, not only ours, yours and mine, but others. We've got other people lined up to come on and share their story. And it's so exciting. And so I think that wraps it up for episode 2. And for the first ever, This Is Their Story experience. Thank you, Danielle. And so we want to just thank everybody for joining us again for this episode. We look forward to having you join us again on our future episodes. As always, you can find out more about us on our website, ascent101.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which we have links for in our bio. So check those links out there. And as we always say, feel free to reach out to us with any questions that you might have. We're happy to, and we want those questions. We want to hear what people are going through and what they want to have answered. So send us your questions. Until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurship.